اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. After clean. You have to clean, doctor. Grab this. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We to this session we will be continuing what we were explaining before about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold tight to the rope of Allah and don't separate. And the meaning of that extended, stranded rope, that is, it is extended, that strand, الْمُتَشَبِّثِينَ بِالْحَبْلِ الْمَمْدُودِ, those who are holding very tightly to the strand or rope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has extended it from azal al-zat, min azal al-zat ila abad al-sifat wal-asma. It is a spiritual strand, rope, that is being extended from pre-eternal reality of the essence to the post-eternal reality of the names and attributes. And we have explained that. And we said that all awliyaullah, following the way of prophets alayhimus salam in their ma'arij, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to be aware and to open our hearts in order not to be heedless in the ocean of heedlessness, where many of us through their lives they forgot what they have been sent, why they have been sent to dunya. They thought that dunya is only for running for the love of dunya and forgetting the love of akhirah. Must be known that to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought them out from the from dreams of heedlessness, means a dream of dreaming about dunya and how to achieve dunya, those whom Allah took them out of that dream, means took them out of that affliction of loving the dunya, and he put them to understand all what is on that rope, extended rope, from
the pre-eternal of his essence to the post-eternal of his attributes and names. And it is said that all these universes that we are in, إنما هي من آثار الأوصاف الإلهية. All this عوالم, all this what we are seeing, what we are seeing and what Gnostic people seeing, because what we see is limited to a certain extent. There are some people they can see farther. There are people they can see through these big observatories. All these awalim, all these planets and galaxies and stars, إِنَّمَا هِيَ مِنْ آثَارِ الْأَوْصَافِ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ. It is only coming out, it's a trace. They are traces from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes that is coming out describing the essence. Because Allah's essence, when we say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the name, the encompassing name of the essence. It encompasses all the attributes and beautiful names and attributes, describing the essence. The essence cannot be described by limitation. We cannot limit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be limited. So, infinite number of names and attributes Allah creates in every moment describing that essence. That infinite number of names and attributes are what we are seeing of traces of these names and attributes. We are seeing this universe appearing. Means the appearance of this universe and these galaxies and these stars and us, every individual, are traces of these names and attributes that are describing the essence. Means in every smallest particle, it is a name that describes the greatness of the essence. Look at yourself. Who made you? Who created you? Who created your eyes, your nose? It shows the greatness of that essence. Means every zarra, atom, and he explained that every smallest level of maratibul wujud, of the levels of existence, there are infinite numbers of levels that in it exists something. Every martaba, every level of these levels, there is ismun khas wa sifatun makhsusa. It has a special name. It's coming, it's existing in a certain name, and it has a certain wazifa, position that has to do. Every level, like in a human body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his greatness create hormones or vitamins that has certain effect in balancing the whole system of your body, which he described every smallest hormones or entity or vitamin is necessary for a human, your human body to regulate, isn't it? And to balance your system. So how many levels exist in you, by yourself? And every of these levels exist in one name, of Allah's name. Shows His greatness. Greatness of His essence, that is, Allah is the creative, always creating creation. If one of these elements are not balanced in you, your whole system will fall down, collapse. What you think about the greater system, which is not you alone, but whatever around you of this life, nature, and this universe. Every level of that universe has a certain name. Ismun makhsus, a name special to that level. And a certain position that has work has to do that level. Why they move around the sun in our planet? Why there are stars in this universe, everywhere, wherever you look? What are these constellations, Abraj? Isn't that constellation, Abraj? Who put them these together? How many Burj there is? 12? These 12 that we know. But how many we don't know? And only we see them. And people take information through. Although they, as Prophet ﷺ said, كَذَبَ الْمُنَجِّمُونَ وَلَوْ صَدَقُوا. Psychic lies, they are liars even if they say the truth. Because Allah doesn't want anyone to say things that he might not understand what is the reality behind it. So Prophet ﷺ completely put it down. He said, كَذَبَ الْمُنَجِّمُونَ وَلَوْ صَدَّقُوا. The psychic, you see, astrologists, those who read this constellation, they don't say this truth even, they are lying even if they say the truth. Even it's right what they say, we must not believe, because this Allah created these levels and they have certain names that gives them what they have to do, what is their operational system or manuals, and no one knows that. Might change every moment. And every name and every operational or manual system to this level, it might be as small as a seed. It has a certain operational system or manual. Or an atom. Or a blink of an eye. Or a khatara, or a inspiration. Look at the seeds. All of them the same? They bring in front of you 100 of seeds. You look at them. You see they are different, but they are very small seeds like that. Go and plant them. It changed. You find this is watermelon. That seed became so big. That is apple. That is peaches. That is, what else? Apricot. That's grape. So every small seed, mean every atom, has an operational system, a job to do. when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it an existence from His existence through these names. And all these names, the seed and bringing apple, is showing it's pointing to you to say there is a creator. Is pointing to the essence, to the creator, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The peaches, oh mashallah, look how they are beautiful, how they are sweet. It shows you the creator. The watermelon, it shows you the creator. It guides you, directs you, it will focus you. Look, when you are eating, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Why we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we'll say later. Might be in this session or another session. It gives you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing to you things in front of you that from these seeds, they might be in a bag. You don't know what they are. Plant them and you see different creation comes out. And you see there is no life in them. How this tree came up? What happened? There is life in a seed. How life came to that seed and grow up? That shows you the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has a special job that changes from one person to another, or from one seed to another, or from one star to another, from one constellation to another, from one galaxy to another. We are blind. We are, our vision is not able to see more than what our physical eyes can see. That's why big difference between the vision of awliya and vision of normal people, and big difference between the vision of awliya and sahaba. Sahaba are higher. The big difference between the vision of sahaba and between the vision of prophets. Big difference between the vision of prophets and messengers. Big difference between messengers and Ulil Azm, the five prophets, messengers, and Ulil Azm, the strong messengers, the biggest of them. Everyone has Allah gave him a different way to see his greatness, and everything showing Allah's greatness. All these smallest particles that you can count them, that you can see them, every one of them directs you to tell you there is a, be careful, say La ilaha illallah, telling you there is, to believe and declare there is maqam al-tawheed, the level of oneness, telling you Allah is one, guiding you to that understanding. Everything in this world, in this universe, showing you Allah's oneness. Allah is one. That one who did that, who created that, is one, is one, is one. So all these numbers that you can count from these different creation that you are seeing, always indicating the greatness of that one. And all of them together, if you add all this creation together, it will tell you all of them that they are small together, all of them are coming from the one that created oneness, means the Ahad. Ahad means there is no number that can limit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's essence. The essence is the level that no one can understand. It's completely hidden. But everything in this universe directs you to it, to that essence. And this, what we are discussing, is of very high spiritual Sufi teachings of Islam. And all this he is preparing to come to explain Surah Al-Fatiha. Why it became the beginning of the Holy Quran. Why Surah Al-Fatiha is the beginning of the Holy Quran. All this leaves us, as he's saying, it doesn't leave except al-hasra wal-hira wal-wala. Al-hasra, that sometimes you regret that you cannot reach that high level. So this understanding of maqam al-tawheed is impossible for us to learn it. That's why, to understand it in reality, that's why it keep awliyaullah, when they begin to understand, go deep in that subject, they only feel they are in the level of hasra, means they are asking for something, they cannot get it, or they are in hira, in a situation, astonishing situation, or they are in wala ishq, means they are in love to reach that level, but it's impossible. As much as they are trying to run after it, as much as they see it is still far. That learning, that understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. The only one that can understand that maqam, the reality of maqam al-tawheed, is Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because no one reached that level except him. Qaba qawsayni aw adna, reaching to the length of two bows or less. No one will understand. That's why people today, they are never being exposed to these teachings, and people are being only involve themselves in dunya and leaving behind this high spiritual teaching that Prophet ﷺ has explained it in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, of Sayyidina Umar, where Jibreel came to ask him about the state of ihsan, where he said, أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَهُ, to worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. Prophet said, as if you are seeing Him, means Bahrul Kashf or Bahrul Ru'ya, the ocean of seeing. When you worship Allah as if you are seeing Him, and that is the level of Ihsan, perfection, Allah dump you in that ocean and put you in that ocean, you will be swimming in that ocean of vision, of seeing. When you enter that ocean, you don't want to come out. That's why awliyaullah, when they've been entered, they run away from people. He said, no, I have nothing to do with them. Because they cannot, they are not happy except in that ocean. Like divers, you see them always diving. They don't like to come out from the ocean. Like for us, we are not divers. We look at the ocean, we look at the sea, oh nice, very beautiful water, blue water. Let us swim. They swim on the seashore, and we come out. That's what we know from ocean. Do you know any more than that? Who knows more than that? Divers. They dive what they see there. All kind of life. A new life, a new universe in the ocean. What is in the ocean is more than what is on dunya. Earth is a small fraction. The land on the planet Earth is a small part of the oceans. Oceans are more. What is down in the oceans is more than what is on dunya. No one explored that. If that is on dunya, on Earth, what you think in this universe? If there are more in the oceans than what is on dunya, on earth, what you think there are in the universe? You go in the ocean, you find all kinds of living species and different kinds of life there. Precious and rare gems inside the oceans. You go out, it's different. You go into your universe, it's greater. What you think about then? Paradise. What you think about ocean of beauty, of Allah's attribute, Al-Jamal. What you think about the ocean of Rahmah, Ar-Rahim, of Ar-Rahman. What do you think about the ocean of Bismillah, which we are coming to? The beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha. What do you think about the ocean of Alhamdulillah? What is there of secrets that they are not explored yet? A human being, what is explored from the, as we have been hearing from scientists, that what is, has been discovered from DNA and all this information that they are getting about our physiology is 3%, 97% are not yet been discovered or explored. Doctors, they are only superficial in understanding the physiology of a human body. It's impossible. And all that are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that you are, they are exploring, appearing to the eyes of people through a certain name of Allah's name. It directs you to the essence, to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. reach that level that you cannot describe the complete impossible describing of maqam al-ahadiyya, means the level of the essence, which is only been known through the names and attributes but never been understood, and every day new names comes, new creations coming out of that describing the essence, it's becoming a creation in this universe, means Allah's azamah, Allah's greatness cannot be completely, cannot be expressed, cannot be explained. So the awliya to prophets, that what makes them, their aim is to reach higher and higher in this understanding. And inheritors of prophets, awliyaullah, they are trying to reach, following the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to reach these levels and understand these levels, and they are not able. So what they happen to them, they are only in maqam al-wal, the level of emotionally attracted, and they are in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing anymore gives them is desirable, or they like anything from this dunya. They don't care. It's nothing to them. So what will happen with Anbiya'ullah and those who are following on their footsteps, is they understand that they cannot achieve anything. As they are achieving, there is still more. They go more, there is still more. They go more, as if they never end. It's like an horizon. As they see the horizon, they approach, it's another horizon. It's another horizon. So they, and as they approach the horizon, more and more love comes into them. So they become more in love. So everything around them become more and more painful. The love, the what you say, a painful love to them. They begin to feel that pain with their love. And they will be happy to be more and more in pain, because it gives them happiness, because they are understanding that they are approaching, and that's why prophets in their lives, they suffered. Look, all prophets. Did you see one prophet was happy or was not being tortured by his people? Show me one. Anyone? Huh? Sleeping people. Anyone?
No.
Yeah, not sleeping. Alhamdulillah. No one. No prophet, no one prophet was except tortured. And he was happy because it's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Allah's way. He's been tortured. Why? Because he is calling people to Allah. He understood these ma'arij, these ascensions. He went into these ascensions. He knew what is there. And for Allah's love, he doesn't care for pain. Pain for him become more and more to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving him more love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why they've been tortured. Similarly, in their following their footsteps, awliyaullah. Show me one wali not tortured by his community around him. They are being tortured, accused, abused, cursed, everything. And they don't care. They're moving. There are awliya. That one time Grand Sheikh said, there are awliya Allah like Abu Yazid al-Bastami. There are awliya that of different level, he was explaining these different levels. He said there are many different kinds, but he explained two kinds. He said there are awliya that people heard about them, that they are pious people, they said these are good people. So when you are being praised, or you've been said you are good, so that wali is praying for that community. Ya Rabbi, they understood me and they like me, they love me, forgive them. They are awliya because those who love are less than those who curse, always. Those who curse or are against are more than those who are with. So there are awliya, they are happy to be cursed because they are able through that cursed, because they are cursing them, they mention their name. Ya Rabbi, this one mentioned my name. Forgive him for your sake. I'm forgiving him for what he has done to me. He is able more to reach more people because he is more, the people are coming against more than those people who come with. And that's why Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami, Grand Sheikh, was explaining, is that he used to come into his communities from time to time and create a fitna to be cursed. And then I say, Ya Rabbi, forgive them. They are cursing me. I'm forgiving them. You forgive them. Because always when you are in, you make a situation that people they don't like, it goes with the wind. Your reputation of that wali, the reputation of that wali goes bad quickly. If you do hundreds of times good, reputation doesn't move because shaitan doesn't want it to go through. Shaitan wants everything bad to go through. But awliya Allah are happy because then they catch more people. They say, Ya Rabbi, he mentioned my name on his tongue, is enough for him. Forgive him, give him hidayah. He prays for him. He pray for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his wali is asking him, he might forgive, he might not. It's all up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance. So awliya Allah, when they see this, they are following the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other prophets. When they are in their ascensions, they will be calling for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness on their communities. And that's why all prophets, they were tortured, but that torture gave them more love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbi, we are tortured in your love, no problem, we love you more, and Allah give them more. You think Anbiya'ullah, what Allah gave them, no one can describe. This whole universe is a drop from their knowledge. And all prophets are having one drop of prophet's knowledge. So what they do, they keep running after Allah's ashq and love. Although the pain is huge on them, with that pain they keep continuing until they reach, like someone reached, completely drowned. What will happen to him when he's drowned in an ocean or in a sea? He float, yeah. Why he float? He is becoming submitted completely. Means there is no more Anna, there is no more me and you. There is one, Allah. Means that body in the ocean, in the sea where people are swimming, when they drown, the ocean will tell him, okay, I'm alone now. I'm the biggest. You are finished. You submitted to me. I will keep you floating. Awliya Allah take an example from that. They understand that they have to submit. If they want to reach highest level in Allah's love, they have to submit. And they have, and then Allah make them floating. They float. No more irada, no more will. It's Allah's will on them. When it's Allah's will on them, they float. So what will happen when they float? Allah take them to the ocean of annihilation, maqamul fana. They reach that level of fana'un fillah, mahabbatullah, hudurullah, fana'un fillah. Love of Allah first means in His way they are in love. Then hudurullah, the presence always. When love is there, presence is there, then that presence takes them to submission, annihilation. That's why Allah called Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Prophet submitted to Allah's will. The only Prophet that he never objected. Look other Prophets, all of them they had one objection at least. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never. Sayyidina Isa never objected, but his people, Allah called him and said, Ya Isa, أنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله. Are you the one that you ask your people to say about you Allah? He became in a bad position. He didn't say that, but they took him as Allah. Sayyidina Muhammad never. He was abd. He never allowed that khatir. What khatir? That whisper to come even to his beloved ones, Sahaba, or those who are not beloved but against him, his enemy. He didn't let that inspiration to go in their hearts. Sayyidina Isa let that. They said about him that he is the son of God. Sayyidina Isa would have cut it down, and he cut it down, but still his people was saying he is the son of God. Prophet never allowed that. He frozen their tongues. That's why Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam been raised, because never came from him except submission. So when they move toward annihilation, they reach level كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. Means everything is going to what? كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means they will destroy all their wills, all their egos, all their physical body, and they come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely with nothing. Then كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. Recite that.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه له الحكم وإليه ترجعون.
صح.
صدق الله العظيم.
Everything is destroying, going to disappear, except him. He said except his face, means except him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. له الحكم. To him is the judgment. Means at that moment he judged them. In that level of fana, of an annihilation. Is it 100% annihilation? Or less? Or more? Or what? له الحكم وإليه ترجعون. To him is the judgment and to him you are going back. Means he will judge you at that level. If he will find you complete annihilation, وإليه ترجعون, he will bring you back to him, dress you with baqa, with existence. After fana, baqa. When you finish, then Allah give you ever living life. That's why mu'min, Muslim, when Allah send them to paradise, after they die, they send them to paradise, there is what? Ever living in paradise. Awliyaullah, before Awliyaullah, prophets, when they entered in the ocean of annihilation, of death before death, as Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you want to see someone who died before he died really, look at Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. So if you want, prophets when they reach that level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dressed them, judged them, that they really entered in that level, and Allah dressed them from ever living, that he is going to dress in Akhirah for mu'min and Muslim. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being dressed. He was called into Isra and Mi'raj, was dressed and sent back. That's the greatness. All other prophets, not one of them being sent back. They are dressed before they, in their lives. But Prophet ﷺ being called, dressed, and sent back.
So when he dressed them and bring them toward him more now he gives them the real taste of love. He say حتى ينتهي توجههم وتقربهم إلى العشق والمحبة الحقيقية. They end up
after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judge them in their annihilation and bring them to him and dress them, he gives them from the real source of the reality of love. It's like feeding them from that ocean, that taste that has no description in any pleasure in dunya, what they are going to get from that ocean. There is no resemblance. Awliyaullah are on the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So also they will be taking, inheriting little from these oceans that Allah dress prophets with them.
At that time their intentions, their niya, their ways, what they are requesting and asking, it become more and more to the community, to their followers, nothing to themselves anymore, more to who are around them. And that's why Awliya Allah inherits that and always asking Allah, Ya Rabbi, our followers. Anbiya Allah, they say, Ya Rabbi, our communities, our ummas. Awliya Allah on a smaller scale, say our followers, our murid, our student, our disciples. May Allah guide us
And this is a beginning to explain a little bit later, inshallah, in later session about Surah Al-Fatiha, which we have explained it before. But this is in a different way, taste. May Allah guide us and may Allah direct us. بحرمة الحبيب وحرمة الفاتحة.